We are on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom line, and that was thought over the sugya over again. Boi Rabbi Yochanan, Yisaimim Oimrim Nosananu. She's mourning Mezainis, and the Yisaimim said, we paid you for the Mezainis. Vehi Oimeres, Loi Natalti, and she claims she never received anything for the Mezainis. Halmi lahavi raya. So who has to bring the raya? Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Nasananu demei mezainis l'shana habo. The Pnei Yeshua explains this Rashi as follows, that the Gemara Daf Tzadik Zayin says that when the Isha was goyve from the Nichse Yisaimen, she was goyve karke for her mezainis. So she did not come every day to get mezainis. She was not seimech al shulchanam. So the Gemara says later that they used to pay in advance, 6 months in advance, a year in advance. And they paid for the whole year that she shouldn't have to be a doyeg liyaymocho. Now, for all practical purposes, we're speaking about that she tainted. Let's say every time that they pay a shchedish elul, and now it's. 15 days in Elul, and she comes, she didn't get paid. And they said, what are you talking about? Reish Chodesh, we paid you for the whole year. Now, before we go further, let us see Taisvis, and this will be Negeya Tachsameh to understand the sugya further. Yisaimim Omru Nasananu. Oimer Rabbi, Demairi B'mezayni Sha'ovru. Now, Rabbi is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said, we are speaking about the mezainis of this year. And Rabbi says, we are speaking about last year's mezainis. That means that they were supposed to pay her Rosh Chodesh Nissan Tovshin Nun Ches. Is now Rosh Chodesh Nissan Tovshin Nun Tes. And she comes amongst them for last year's mezainis. The muchach, now so there's a very big kasha. And what do they say? They say, we paid you a year ago. We paid you tovshin and ches for the whole year. Where were you the whole year? If we didn't pay you, what were you doing the whole year? The muchach milsetvei, mishum deshoskat hashte, deyast mi kushte komri. So, since she is being Teveya, a choiv, that should have been Nitva a long time ago, and she just woke up now, so it would seem that she's not telling the truth. Avo mezainis de lahabo, but if she's mourning now mezainis, she's coming, you owe me now mezainis, I need mezainis, like Rashi says the case. Vadi al yisaimim lahavirai, so then wouldn't be a shaila. The Rabbi Yechonu Dome Peikam the Bob Metzia, Atoyim Acham Ayisei Bezin le'omaklum. That if a person says he paid up a Ayisei Bezin le'omaklum, he's not Nemon Tataina Parati. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? The Gemara will clarify a shaila who's called Muzik and the Nechosim, but there's a different factor over here. She's mourning a Maise Bezen. She's mourning, you owe me Mezainis, which is at Nai Bezen, and then at Nemon Tataina Parata. You paid. Show me a receipt. Show me a Sheva. That is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. So what did Taisvis answer? Let's appreciate Taisvis Teretz. So Taisvis answered as follows. It is speaking about that she's not mourning mezainis. That means, she's mourning the mezainis from Tovshin and Ches to Tovshin and Tes. Now, this Mezoinis, she didn't starve the whole year. So Pshati, she borrowed money, she had her own money, Akasha Pamaisa. She ate. The whole year she ate. Now, what is she asking? But I laid out my money. I borrowed money. So now you owe me money. This money Tosfos holds is not a Maisa Bezdin. That means this is not a Chiyuv Mezoinis. This is a Chayv. That means we were supposed to pay for the Mezoinis, so now we owe you money for the money that you laid out if we did not pay you. This does not have a din of a Maisa Bezdin. This is Shitas HaTosfos. Now, on Tosfos Kasha, what did Rashi do with the Kasha? I mean, Rashi says it is speaking about that she's mourning from you owe me Mezoinis now. It's 15 days in Elul, you owe me Mezoinis. So the Shita Mekabetzes and the floor want to say at Teretz Adrashi that for some reason Mezoinis, even though it's also a Tanai Bezin, but it doesn't have this Chomer of Atoim Achamaisa Bezin Le Omaklo. We will not get into the Protim why it is that way, but that's what they say. Rashi held Mezoinis does not have this din. So she could tain a parati. If that's a Mechir Mezoinis, one could tain a parati. Now, let us go further. Bafilu leman delesloi de Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tosfos is asking a second kasha. First, I says the kasha lishitos, a bekiistike kasha. That means that Rabbi Yochanan is clearing a shaila, boy, Rabbi Yochanan of all people should not be the one to clear the shaila. If we're speaking on the Mezoinis Lahaba, because it's a Tainach HaMaisa Bezin. But now Tosfos wants to say more than that. On Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosei, maybe the Shaul's Negei, if you don't know that like Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos says, Afilu, not according to Rabbi Yochanan, that they are not nemon to taina parati. The imahemni, if they are nemon, meilu chachomim betakanton shatiknu lo mezoinis kol sho yoime parati. Midahave aksube bemokim shenkois. Medukulam amoid lemotzim parati mehaytaim bedefrishis. So Tosfos says, in a case where she never has proof that she didn't receive Mezoinis, so Memela, if they'll be able to tie the parati in such a case, so the whole tekona of Mezoinis fell down the drain. So Kolchoch, it can't be speaking about the Chiyuv Mezoinis. It can't be speaking about Mezoinis Lahaba, the way Rashi said. It's be speaking about Mezoinis L'Shovro, which again, that's something say, Achoyv Ba'alma. Dach Smid of Pnei Yeshua wants to say on this Kasha, that our Sugi is speaking about, that usually they pay the Rosh Chodesh Elul for the whole year, and she came 15 days in Elul, and she's mourning and didn't get paid yet. That's the case over here, and Maisa Bezdin, Rashi holds that Mezoinis is not even dinner by Maisa Bezdin. Now the other Kasha, Al-Kochoch, you can't be Nemon to Taina Parati, because else the whole Takona will go down the drain. So the Bnei Yeshua wants to say, no, the Takana won't go down the shed. That means if the year starts Rosh Chodesh Elul, and she'll come Rosh Chodesh Elul. So when did you pay? I'm coming today. You paid yesterday. That's Teich Zman. Yesterday you want Mechuyif to pay. So she'll come at the beginning of the Zman. The Zichah Kentayin Parati. When did you pay? That means, so today's the day you Mechuyif to pay. I just came to you. When did you pay? So then there wouldn't be Nema to Taina Parati. Now they can Taina Parati Taka. Now it's 15 days in Elul. So listen, this man was what he mean. I'm a punctual. The Shchedish Elul, I sent out a check and I paid you for the whole year already. That's how the Bnei Yeshua explains Rashi. Okay, now let us go further. So I'll call upon him Siloit Rashi and Siloit Toisvis. According to Toisvis, the whole Shaila is a Chayv L'Sha'ova, which has nothing to do with the Takon of Mezoinis. And according to Rashi, when she's mourning Mezoinis, there's also no problem. Because doesn't have a din of a Maisa Bezin, and there's an Eitzah to avoid to be Oiker this Takon. So now the Shaila is, so who's considered the Muzik in these Nechosim? Nichsi b'cheskes yasmi kaime. Do I say that Yisaimim are Muzik in the Nechosim? They are in the karka from their father. And now they're tining. Nosanenu, we gave you already Mezainis. Agavuche, the Magini Shloima, wants to say that the Loshen Nesanenu Zucher Araya Terashi. That means, we gave you the Mezainis for the year. We gave it to you already. According to Taisvis, the word Nesanenu, they didn't give Mezainis. They paid her, she said, Poranu. She said, we paid you up already. She's mourning the Chayiv, so it's paid up already. Okay, see, it's such a diik. According to Rashi, is better the Loshon. We gave it already. We gave the Mezainis. Okay, I don't know. I mean, Chayre Nesanu is also good. We paid up. We gave you Mezainis in the right time. Anyway, Nirsi Becheske Shas Mikaim. Do we say that the Yisaimim Amurzokim in the Nirsi Abal? Alamon Elovi Raya. You so Memele. There's a Klal Meitzim Mechavere Olav Raya. That you're mourning from us, so forget you have to bring a raya. I do manichsi becheskas almonikaime. Or maybe she's a muzik in the nechosim. Well, you say him lovi raya. Forget she's a muzik, so you say you paid up. So pshat is you want to take away the karka from the almona, so you have to bring a raya. But nichsei abal becheskas yasmi. Rashi says, "Behiya mitzia mehem." She's taking away the nechosim from the yisaimim. For leho lahovi edim. Now, what edim could she bring that they didn't pay? Shohidu yisaimim b'fneim shlei kiblo. That the yisaimim were moida to these edim. She never was mekabel Mezainis for this year. So that's proof that they didn't pay. That's the only proof we could have of not paying. Because she doesn't bring Eidim, Leisigma, because they're Murzokim in the Kalka. Or Becheska Salmonikaime, Sherei Nishtabdu B'Tanai Bezn. Because it was Nishtabit B'Tanai Bezn. Now, so Rashi is explaining to us, Be'emes in the second tzad is Merdik Mechudishtik, that we should assume that she's a Murzik in the Nechosim. So Rashi says, because this is a different Shibud than a Poshita Shibud. This is a Shibud of Atnai Bezn. The Chiv is Atnai Bezn. So Memele, that Shibud is Olim, and it gives her a Din Murzik, like, she's muzik in the karka is a mamushkin to her. She nishtabdu b'tnai bezn. Now, I don't want to go into the Taisvis now, but I just want to mention one vote. Taisvis asks Akashim, according to the Mandiyoma, that in the Chosim Becheska Salmone Kaime, and forget they have to bring a right, so what is the difference in every Balchoiv? What is the difference than every Balchoiv? Every Balchoiv is not considered a Murzik. So, Bachsam and the Shita Mekabetza speaks out that Taisvis Lashitosai is very good, because Taisvis held that she's mourning last year's Mizainis. Now, last year's Mizainis, Taisvis felt, is not considered a Tanai Bezin and a Maisa Bezin, because the Mizainis was already... it's not a Gvias Mizainis. She ate the whole year. This is a Gvias Choyf. So Memela, just like Taisvis held that it doesn't have an alimus of a Maisa Bezin, so you can't say the Shibud is Olam al Tznai Bezin, because the whole Masa Matan is on the money that they owe her. This is not Tznai Bezin. Tznai Bezin is if she's money Mezainis. That's why Taisis so Tamazechoy. So Taisis, for every Malva that Monzachoy, we should consider him Muzik Benichsey Yesaimim. Rashi, Naloimi Boy, the way Rashi said it, speaking about that she's mourning Mezainis Take, she's mourning this year's Mezainis. So Zichen Ishtabdu Betnai Bezin. So Mamele, if the way the Shaila was, so Zichen Ishtabdu Betnai Bezin. But we'll see that Rashi held that Fulu, if she'll mourn last year's Mezainis, Rashi also is Nishtabdu Betnai Bezin. Akaponim, that's the shail of the Gemara. Toshma, Tetoni Levi, Almone, Kozman Shaloini says, before she got married, Ali Yisaimim Lohavi Rayim. So the Yisaimim have to bring a Rayim. That means till she gets married, she is considered a Muzik. If the Yisaimim Taine, they paid her the Mezainis, they have to bring a Rayim. Niseis, Oleho Lohavi Rayim. If she got married already and she's mourning the previous Mezainis, then she has to bring a ride. Now let's see what Rashi says. Ni says, Vehi bo litvoya Mezainis shel shonim sha'avru, oleo lohavi rai, the Mishani says, ain anachosim bershuso. Now, from this Rashi, we see a few inyonim. Now, what is the Levi differentiated between if she's mourning Mezainis before she got married, or she's mourning Mezainis after she got married? Now, L'chayre, she's mourning after she got married. What is she mourning? She's mourning the last year's Mezainis. That's what she's mourning. So, L'chayre, And the whole difference between the first case and the second case is if she got married or not. So l'chayre, the case of Loini says is also the same story. The story is that she is being toiveya, the mezainis of last year. That's what she's being Teveya. And what does it say? If she's Teveya the Mezainis of last year, Aleim lo viraya, unless it was Niseis, then she has to bring the Raya. The Mishan Niseis ain't on the Chosim Bershuso. So it would seem from Rashi, but Koidim Shan Niseis and the Chosim are still Bershuso. Now, we have to understand what is pshat in this halacha. Now, it would seem, but let's try to explain this. Kaidim sheni says, nechosim is b'shuso. And why are the nechosim b'shuso? She nishtabdu b'tnai bezn. That's why it was b'shuso. That was the whole time that she's considered a muzik. So we see, even though she is being teveya last year's mezainis, so Rashi is chaylik on Taisvis. Taisvis held that that's considered a choyf. That's not called a maise bezin. That's not called my bezin. That's some of the agvias choyf.
Rashi holds she's mourning last year's mezainis. Nechostim is still b'shusa. It's still a t'nai bezden. It's considered she's mourning a t'nai bezden, and she has a shibudolo. So can't show you la ben. So what's the difference if she got married? If she didn't get married, I mean, we're not talking about mikan elam. We're talking about la mafreya. So what is the difference if she got married? If she didn't get married, so it could be. From the Meiri, perhaps it would seem a little like this. It could be like this. Rashi holds that even though she's being teveya last year's mezainis, which theoretically is not a tvias mezainis, no, it's a tvias choiv, because she ate the whole year, so she's just money. But they gave it a din mezainis, and if they gave it a din mezainis, so it's a shibud olim. When did they give it a din mezainis? It could be that's only Kozman, she's in the parsha of being on the Zionist. That means like this. It is Rosh Chodesh Nissan Tovshin Nuntes. She's mourning Zionist from Tovshin Nunches. But between you and me, I mean, that's we're not finished with Tovshin Nunches. That means Ilola Zionist from Tovshin Nuntes also. So that means Lemaise, he owes her Zionist. He owes her Zionist for today and for next year, and he owes the mezainis for the previous year. So if lemaise she's abas mezainis, that means you owe a mezainis. So then Chazal said, so then we make one big kugel. So whatever is being paid for the mezainis, the previous year's mezainis, is similar to the next year's mezainis, and all is a tviya of mezainis. And if it's a tviya of mezainis, so that's a t'nai bezn, in nishtabdu b'tnai bezn, and lemaise, she's considered a muzik in the nechosim. But if it was niseis, the minute she got married, so she's a labas mezainis anymore. Because after she's got married, he won't pay her anymore, then Yisem won't pay her mezainis anymore. So the whole tviya is only a tviya of the previous mezainis. The previous mezainis mitzad atzmon, if you don't make one bikugel, has a din of a choyv. It doesn't have a din of a tviyas mezainis. So memela, that's what Rashi says. The mishnisis ain't an echosim b'shusa because that's the reason. The reason is because that as soon as she got married, so then we consider the previous tviya a tviya schoiv, not a tviya t'nai bezn. That is what Levi said. So Levi was poshut the shaila. Levi said that it depends when she is teveya. Kozman, it's not nisei, she's considered a musik. After it's nisei, they're considered a musik. Omar Rabsimi Barashi Ketanoi. Rabsimi Barashi said, this Shaila, who is a muzik in the Nechosim? Legabi Mezainis. Is the Almona muzik? Are the Yisayim muzokim? It's a machlokes Tanoi. Moicheres v'koiseves. Rabbi Yehuda said, when she sells the karkois of the Yisaimim, now let us just give a shtikel akdome. By all Bali Choyves, the loche is, if you want to be goive from the karke of the loive, so it's a long drawn out affair. You go to Bezdin, and Bezdin then writes a shtar tilfe, Bezdin is machres, how much, who had to figure out a price, a good price, and then there's a shtar tifa. It's a whole long drawn out affair till you can be goive the kalke from the loive. Chazal made a takone, that will happen after the Zainam at base, an almone that wants to be goive the kalke of the Yisaimim, for her ksube, or for mezainis, She doesn't have to go to Bezdin. She goes, and L'chatchila, she should do this before Shalosh Hedyotis, who'll know real estate values. And she's permitted to sell this karka, if she's entitled to mezainis, and the karka is meshibet for mezainis, or for aksubet, she's permitted to sell this karka, she'll find a lekeach, she'll do all the research, she's making a fair price, she sells the karka without a rishayim from Bezdin, and the money she takes for whatever she sold her for the ksubah, for the mezainis. That is a bezundere kula that an almona has. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, now, we have to understand the mezainis is a, as we mentioned before, it used to pay her yearly or every 6 months. So this almona used to say they'd be selling karkois. Imagine she's in almona for 50 years, that means so, she's keseide selling karkois for her mezainis. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Meicheres bekeiseves." Now, whenever she sells a karka, she writes in the shtar mechire, "Eilu lemezainis machalti." This karka I sold for mezainis. "Veilu leksube machalti." This karka was sold for my ksube. Now, gavuche, the shita mekabetzah seems to say over here, "Eilu ksube machalti" does not mean that she was gave the whole ksube. Eilu ksuba machalti means that she needed some money, and she owed someone about chayv money, so she's selling miktsas of aksuba to get money to pay up the chayv. Now, the Shita Mekabetzah says, if she does this, she still has a schus mezainis. If she wants the whole ksuba, so then she's finished. But she just sells a partial chelik of aksuba, for she needs money now, kasha v'maise. So then, she still gets mezainis. Now, but al kaponim Rabbi Yehuda said, in each shtar mechira, for whatever the purpose is, why she's selling these kakois, she should write in the shtar mechira, "Meicheres v'kaisebes, eilu l'mezainis machalti." This karka was sold, because I need mezainis. "V'eilu l'ksube machalti." This karka was sold as a partial payment of my ksube. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, "Meicheres v'kaisebes tam." She just sells the karka, she does not specify why she's selling the karka. She just sells the kalk. V'chein koichayof. It's very good for her if she won't be too explicit. And we'll see later exactly what the Sfar Rabbi Yosi is. But the Gemara now wants to say, Rav Simi Barashi wanted to say, "My love boho kemiflegi." So what's the machloikis? Should she specify why she's selling it? Should she not specify? Rabbi Yehuda Doma Boy Lefrushi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says she has to specify in the Shtar Mechire, "Sover Nichsi Becheskes Yasmi Kaim." He holds in the Chosma Becheskes Yasmi. "Bala Amone Loviray." Rabbi Yehuda Sover Loi Boy Lefrushi. She doesn't have to specify. "Nichsi Becheskes Amone Kaim Bala Yisaimim Loviray." Now, let us see Rashi, what is Pshat in the Mahalach of Rav Simi Barashi, what shaykhis does this have to Rabbi Yochanan Sofik? And let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'keseves eilu l'mzoynes. B'shtores ha-mechire. The shtores that she sold, shehi keseves l'lekuches. She's a whole real estate manager. She goes and sells kakois. Her discretion when she needs it is keseves as hamocha l'mzaynis, urshi meicheres l'givik sube, tefarish b'seich ashta, l'ksube mochalt. V'chein koicha yofer, Rabbi Yehuda says no, but she doesn't have to say anything, k'dabini l'frushi. "My love boho pligi." The Rabbi Yehuda da'oma hapirish yofer lo, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's very good for her that she should be explicit. Why this karka, what, for what purpose, for what reason is this karka sold? "Sova nichsi becheskas yasmi kaim." that he holds nichsi becheskes yasmi kaima. So now Rashi says a whole Megillah. The Eloi Pirsho Malik Sube Umale Mezoinis. She didn't specify in the Shtam Mechira what the purpose of the Mechira was. No, she was selling karkois. Soif Shetovei Litvoya. Now she'll come, let's say she sold 5 karkois for Mezoinis. Every 6 months she was selling a karka for Mezoinis. And, let's make it interesting that let's see, every 6 months it was 50 zuz for 6 months, and then she sold for 2 years, so it was 200 zuz. So when she was selling, she sold the this 6 month a karka, this 6 month, after 2 years, she sold 200 zuz worth of karkois, and the purpose was for mezainas. She was getting mezainas. Now, kshetovoi litvoya, now she'll come after 2 years, she had a mezainas, now she wants a ksube. Yoim lulo, so they'll tell her, mashe machalto, l'ksube machalto. What do you mean? You're morning a ksube, good morning. You were mourning your ksuba for the last 2 years. You sold 200 zuz worth of karkois. That's what you were selling. You got your ksuba. What are you mourning? The kibal to ksubosay. No. So she'll tell them, look, I don't want to fight with you. I took this for the mezainis. Says the ksuba, fine, let it be the ksuba. But vim taima lahem, im kaint nuli mezainis shachalti. So, good, fine. So, let that be for the ksuba. So now you owe me 200 zuz for the mezainis. Heim yoimru, nusananu loch metalpum tomit mezainis hayich. What do you mean, mezainis? We've been giving you everyday mezainis. What's the race to akot? Behem nemonim. And they are nemon. So memele. So therefore, Rabbi Yudah said, in order to avoid this problem, on each, whenever she sells something, she has to write in the Shtar Mecher that this is being sold for Mezainis. Now, what will she accomplish from this? What will she accomplish? She'll write she sold it for Mezainis. So let's go back to the same story. For 2 years, she was selling every 6 months a karke. She wrote to the Lekeach, this is for my Mezainis. And fine, Lekeach bought it. After 2 years, we have the same Pisgam over here. They told the mezainis, what do you mean you sold for your mezainis? This kark, we gave you mezainis each day. This is for your ksuba. What do you tell you? I wrote mezainis. You wrote, you can write a lot of things. So the Shita Mekabetza says that this is a little, the Shita Mekabetza says that when she writes in the Shtam Mecha, this is for the mezainis, there's a koil. So that means the minute she sold this karke, and it says in the Shtar Mechiras for Mezainis, so there's a koil that goes back to the Yesaimim, you know, the Amona sold the karke for 50 zuz for Mezainis. Now, if it is true that they're giving her Mezainis, so the day of the Mechira, they should slap her to Bezdin, they should slap her to Dintera. What said you're selling a karke for Mezainis? We're giving you Mezainis. For these 2 years, she was selling karkois for Mezainis. They were well aware that that's what she was signing. It's on the Shtar. They didn't open up their mouth. Now, after 2 years, she mourns the ksube, and they'll say, well, that was the ksube. I mean, you can't pull the wool over our eyes. I mean, you knew very well this is Mezainis. If you tell me you were giving her Mezainis, you should have woken up 2 years ago. Now you wake up, now you pay her the ksube, and that was Mezainis. That was the Eitzah of Rav Yehuda. When you sell the karka, write the purpose of the Mechira. Now, one more Ha'ore. From Rashi, it would seem that Rashi says a whole scenario over here. When she comes amongst the Ksube, so they tell her, the Ksube, you were selling karkois for 2 years. That's your ksuba. when she comes amongst Mezainis, Mezainis, we were giving Kesei the Mezainis. It would seem that on the Ksube, they have to give a cheshben. I mean, the money, the Ksube, well, they don't say, we paid you the Ksube, we gave you cash. No, they tell you, the Ksube, well, the four kakois were sold. This is recorded. Four of our kakois were sold. That's the Ksube. And the Ksube, they have to give her a din v'cheshben. And the Mizrahi, in this, they don't have to give a din v'cheshben. They just say, we paid you, finished, and we're mostly going to the chosim. What is the difference between Ksube and Mizrahi? So it could be, we had mentioned in the beginning of this year, the haflo and the shita mekabetzes that say that Rashi holds that a mezainis does not have a din of a maisa bezin, that so therefore one is nemon to taina parati, and the ksuba does have a din of a maisa bezin, not nemon to taina parati. So it could be that is the shakla vitalye, that's the difference between ksuba and mezainis. When she comes amongst ksuba, ksuba is a maisa bezin, so they can't say, well, we paid you. No, they, you have to prove it. So they say, yeah, well, look, the four of our kakois were sold. I mean, that's the proof of the pudding. These four, you sold four of our kakois. And this was for the ksuba. When it comes to mezainis, they don't have to prove anything. They just say, we paid you, a guten tag. We're muzik in the nechosim. You say, we didn't pay. You have to bring a rai. So bekitzer, Rabbi Yehuda that says that it is very essential that this woman should specify in the shtar mechira that it's for mezainis, because he held that because if she won't specify this, she'll lose her mezainis. And all time that they pay the mezainis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that nechosim becheskas yasmi kaimen. Rabbi Yossi saw. Now Rabbi Yossi held it is not necessary whatsoever for her to specify she can just sell karkois without batting an eyelash. Rabbi Yossi saw the nirsi becheska salmone kaime. Vehi tachzik bem letzeich mezoineser uksuboso. She sells and sells. And whenever they'll have a taina, what are you selling for? You want me mezainis, show me ksuba. You say you didn't? Prove it. I'm a musik. Yeah. V'aleim lo viray, lefikach hastam yofalom. Now he says so, fine. So she doesn't have any problems from the yisayim. But Rabbi Yossi says it would be preferable that she shouldn't be specific what each thing was being sold for. Mipnei, why? Lekuches shelokhu sodois mibailo. That means her husband, she is now taking the kakois from the assignment, for her mezainis, let's say for a partial payment on the ksube, she's taking and it's very important that she shouldn't specify why she's taking it. Why? Now, lekuche shloku sodos mibayla. That means there are some sodos which did not fall biyerusha. There's some sodos that her husband sold to lekuches, which are meshubit for her ksube. Shim yichlu kol nichsei hayisaimin. Now, she doesn't know how long she'll be an almone. She doesn't know how much she'll take away from the yisaimin. Who knows? So what'll be, let's be Reyes Anoilet. What'll be, she'll be 20 years an almone. So Mestama, all the B'nai Chayri that was left over for the Yisayimim will be taken by her for her Mezainis. Now, if she'll take everything for the Mezainis, so what's gonna be with the Ksube? So that's no problem. So the ksubishal mon from the lekuches that purchased the kalke b'chaye b'aylo, it was meshubit for her ksubit. So memele, so the nichse yisaimim shall take for mezainis, and for the ksubishal mon from the lekuches. שמיכלו כל נכסי היסיימים, תחשב כל מה שמוכו למזיינס, של רכן, whatever she sold till now is from מזיינס, ועל הלקוחס, שלא קרמי ביילו, תחסר על כסובוס. נן, שומן פמדן דקסובה. שאם תפורש לקסובה מוכרתי, but what will be, if when she's selling the karkoi, she'll specify this karka was for the ksuba. So memele leituchal shuv linatkon lemizaynis. So then later she can say retroactively, you know that karka that I had taken for ksuba, I want to make it retroactively for mizaynis, and I'll mon the ksuba from the lakuchas. Alakuches leitachsa mezoineser desnan emitzin lemozen ishe vaabones menachosam mishubode. Now let us explain one rega what Rashi is saying here according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said amir dekechidish. The way Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosi said like this. That means when she is being goive the karkois. There's different reasons why. She is a schuz gviya. They are a ksube, they are a mezaynis, and she's taking piece by piece, and she's not specifying why she's taking it. So Rabbi Yosi said, this not specifying is a gewaldike broche for her. Later, now she doesn't have to specify. Later, it will be l'tayvoso, if she'll see, shem yichlo nichsei ha-yisaymet. So it would be l'tayvosa that all that she had taken was l'mzei neser. So memele, she took l'mzei neser, so now she can mon the ksuba from the lekuchas. But if she'll specify and say that this I'm taking from my ksuba, so a chelik of the ksuba was nigver ready, so she can mon from the lekuchas. And mzei neser, she can also mon from lekuchas. So therefore, it's better for her not to specify, and she'll decide later, and she's bekoich to decide later. That means even though between you and me, when she was goiva the karka, she thought, I'm goiva from the ksube, keep it belipcha. Don't be mefarsim it. You were thinking for the ksube, that not, maybe now it's a ksuba, maybe later I'll change my mind. And she's bekoyach to decide later the purpose of the previous gviya. If she had two reasons to be goive, now I'm goive. For what chayv I'm goive? Well, think about it. I'll see. Was loinzach. That is what Rabbi Yosi holds. Because Rabbi Yosi holds, she has nothing what to worry about. The nechosim is becheska, so they can't tain that they paid a mezainis. They can't tain anything. She's the balabos. So memele, it's preferable for her on the shtal mechire that she is selling to the lekuches. Don't mention the purpose of the mechire. So Rav Simi Barashi said that the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, is this machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the yisoimim, the nechosim abecheskas ha-yisoimim, so memele, she has to be mefaret, the karka that she sold for mezoinis, to make sure that they can't find the lady it was for the ksuban they paid up to mezoinis. Rabbi Yosi says, Fakert, she's a murzik, they can't find anything without bringing your eye. And Fakert, it's l'tevoso not to specify the purpose of the gviya. So the Gemara asks now, Mimai, Rav Simi Barashi, we wish to disagree with you. It's not muchach that the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is in this shayla. Dilme de kule yalme nichsi becheska salmone kaim. Could be everyone knows nichsi becheska salmone kaim. Ba'al a yisaimim lohavirai. That means there's never a problem that they'll find it that we gave you mezainis. She's a murzik in the nechos. Rab Yehuda. Eitzetoive kamash malon de loelikro ro rav tunoso. As a mirdike gemara over here. Let us see Rashi. That means if she's going to be very discreet and she's selling karkois, and someone asks her, what is this being sold for? And she'll dict, mind your own business. I'm selling it. If there's any shyless, they'll shut me to bezin later. Don't worry, I'm selling it. No, people are watching her. She's selling karka, in karka, tzveta karka, dritte karka, felte karka. No one knows why she's selling it for. She's not telling anybody. She's selling so many karkois. Sovo, he'll be under the impression that she's selling everything for mezainis. Now, this person will have a psakasha, so many karkois for mezainis. Moitziyalo, it could be she weighs 250 pounds also, which is also no kasha. This could very well be. No, 250 pounds. She's selling so many karkois. Moitziyalo, shame raftonuso. So he'll say, I mean, listen, I saw with my own eyes. You see, you just passed by, you'll see every day she's selling karka. And so she's a raftom. And what'll be? Not something he'll be. He'll bury her. Vishu ein odom noisa. That means she's finished. This zivik sheni will be very difficult for her to find because who wants to marry a raftonusa? Now, Kan Shayla Ben, I mean, I think if this person who was Roye Shemecheres Kol Kakois Eilo, Savo Shemechos Ala Mezoines, I think this person never learned Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Some, he was born before the Chofetz Chaim was written. Look in the, I mean, how could a person do such a thing? I mean, she's selling a lot of karkois. You don't know why you're selling. So there's a betzedik tishpatam yisechach. How do you come to conclusions in the fakert? Moitzi Allah, he comes to a conclusion. This is a rafton, and now he's burying her. She can't find the shidduch anymore. These people buried her. And Rabbi Yehuda was aware that there's such people who do not learn Sefer Chofetz Chaim. So he told, it could be there's a practical eitz. We'll see Rabbi Yehuda's eitz is take to not to be megala, why you're selling it for. Could be svetzach loinen, you'll be able to get more money. But Rabbi Yehuda said, listen, if you want to be married to your money, listen to Rabbi Yossi. But if you want to have an opportunity to remarry, money is not the ikar. So say what you're selling it for. Say, this is mezoinis, this is ksuba. Oh, now people start saying, she's not selling more karkois than a normal ish. This karka, that's what the ksuba is. Now it's an eye opener. Now I see Klo, what was happening the whole time. She might lose out. Yeah, you might lose out. This is an eitz tov from Rabbi Yehuda. You might lose out money wise, but you'll gain in another way by, they won't be meitzilas on you. Now the Ritva says, and what is the svar of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi does not hold that money is better than a zivik. That's for sure. that he also didn't hold. That's poshet. Rabbi Yossi hold, you have to be choishes that people be meitzi lazana. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yossi choset, that's the same Rabbi Yossi. I mean, chas v'sholem, who be meitzi laz, yede yidlant, betzedek tishpet amisecho, zizitzahitzoy shemra, what's that mecholem and fazel chazachem, daft the choyshe zayn for a laz, choyshe b'ksherim, so memele, that one shouldn't be doyik on such in yonim. So if that we don't have to be doyik, on the money chelik, be very practical, but Rabbi Yossi holds for the money, Chelik, could be very practical if she would not be mefaret why she's selling it. So, if yichlu an the chosim, so she'll be able to be goive the ksube from the lekuchas. That's how the Gemara wants to be matche Rav Simi Barashi. And the Gemara says, the zicha such a svara, dile teima hochi, you have to say this is a svara of Eitze Toive. Hod the boy Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan klar la shayla, is tifshe leime mas nisim, there's enough in the Mishnah that says, mecheres lemizaynes shaloi bebezn, she's permitted to sell the karkois lemizaynes shaloi bebezn, vekoyseves eilu lemizaynes machal. So, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, if the only reason of Kesevis is because it's Becheskas Yasmi, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya from the Mishnah? This is enough in the Mishnah. Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan, no. Rabbi Simi Barashi dug up a baraisa, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Yossi, that could very well be that Rabbi Yochanan did know the baraisa. That could be. They didn't know all the Baraises, but the Mishnayis, they knew. So, in the Mishnah says, Klo, that she should write, Lemezainis Macharti. So, why is it important to write this? Is Al Kochoch. The Mishnah, we could zich understand, as Al Tzvotayvoso, that they shouldn't be Meitzi Shemrana. So, Mel, this is a good Dichri. So Chanami Eitzetayve Kamashmalo. Let us see Rashi. Dilei Teima Hochi, the time of the Rabbi Dolav Mishum Nichsi Becheskas Yasmehu. Ho the boy Rabbi Yochanan Amilo Viraye Nehede Mas Nise the Plukte the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yosi Loishmile. He was unaware of this Baraisa. Abu Masnisen mi Shmile, the Mishnah knew, Shamishna Nishnis Tommy Bebeis Amedrish. Tiv should lay me Masnisen Dalamonula Virai, the Masnisen Ami Masras Cholo Lifrushi Kerabiude. It's a Tavi Kamashmulan Lelikolo Rav Tunosum. That's one Mahalach. Inami, Nadi Gemara says a second Mahalach. The kule yalme niski nixi becheskas yasmi kaimi. That everyone holds the nechosim are becheskas yasmi. Vahainu taime de Rabbi Yosi. Everyone knows that the yisaimim are murzik in the nechosim. So now Rabbi Yehuda we understand beautifully. Rabbi Yehuda holds, so if you want to make sure that the Yisraimim should not taine, that we gave you Mezoines, and they could taine this, because the Nichsi Becheskas Yasmi, so you write down Klo, when you sell a karka, this is for Mezoines. That's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Behind the time of Rabbi Yosi, Kedabaye Kashisha. The Omar Rabbi Kashisha Moshul de Rabbi Yosi Lamoadovo Doima. This, what Rabbi Yosi said, don't be mefarad. Don't explain why you're being goive these nechosim. Moshul de Rabbi Yosi Lamoadovo Doima, Lishchimra Shomotnumo Saim Zuz Loplaini, Balchoivi. Ashchimra said, give Mosaim Zuz to this person, he's my malve. Now, the Shchimara was very unexplicit. He said, give Masayim Zuz to my Balchoyv. For what purpose these Masayim Zuz should be given? Should it be a payment of the Choyv? Should it be a Matone? The Shchimara did not say. So, by not being explicit, so this was a Toive for the Baal Chayv. Rotzo b'chayv einaitlon, if he has an interest, it'll be l'teiva, so he'll be gaiva this for his chayv. Rotzo b'matona einaitlon, if he's interested, he'll take this for a matna shrimera, and then he'll be gaiva from l'kuches the chayv. Im b'matona einaitlon loikach yofe kaychay, if we'll take it from Matona, so Lacher again for this. So the reason the Shchiv Mera was not explicit was because he wanted that to give the Baal Chayiv the opportunity to decide why he's taking it for. That's why when he said to Numa Saimzus, he wasn't explicit for what purpose it should be given. So the same thing over here, Rabbi Yossi held, even though Nechosim Becheskes Yasmi, but it's L'Toivoso if she will not be explicit. Now, this Gemara we have to understand. So let us see Rashi. Inami dekuli alma eched amri yusayimim nesananu alamona lovirai. Vafilo hochil Rabbi Yossi hastam yofolo l'treifes l'kuchish shebechaye ba'ilo l'ksubik meishe perashtir l'tonia ba'ik shishe. That means Rabbi Yossi holds it is preferable for her not to explain, not to specify the reason for the mechiras that she was doing. And the maila is because she could always tell her later that this was for mezainis and I want to be goyve the nechosim from the lekuchas for my ksuba. Now, im not lon b'matone, loikach koicha yofe, sheyuchal litreif lekuchais alachayv. So now, the Gemara is explaining the maile, if this balchayv will take it for a matone. That means, so this money the Mesaimzus will take for a matone, and then sheyuchal litreif lekuchais alachayv. If we'll take this for the chayiv, so then he can't be in tayv the kuchas for the matone. So memele, so therefore the shchimera was not explicit to give the bal chayiv an opportunity to take it for whatever he wants, l'tayvos. Avzu. So now, that is the moshul, the Rabbi Yossi l'moa dovo doime. So we're giving a moshul and a nimshul. Just like in the moshul, the Shriv Merah who gave the matone was not explicit to explain, is this Masayim Zuz for the Choyv, is Masayim Zuz for a matone, he just gave it stam. So the nimshul is Rabbi Yossi, when she's goyve the kalke, she also shouldn't be explicit, l'tayvosa. Yeah. Avzu ala mezoynes leisucha litreif lekuches, v'aleksuba titreif oisem, so memeila, by not being explicit, b'shaz tegvi, she'll be able to be goyve the ksuba from the lekuches. Now, here we coming to Shvera Rashi. But now Rashi asks a very pertinent question. Now the Gemara is saying that everyone holds that the Nechosim Becheskas Yisaimim. Now Nechosim Becheskas Yisaimim, so Rabbi Yossi's Cheshbonis are very lofty Cheshbonis that let her not specify why she's taking the Kalke. But, you know, if it's Becheskes Yisaimim, there's another problem. Becheskes Yisaimim, if she won't specify she took this for Mezainis, so they're going to tell her they paid you the Mezainis, and that's it. She'll lose all the Mezainis with a beautiful Cheshbonis, and they'll tell her, Fakel, this is for the Ksubin, and that's the Mezainis, and forget about Lekuchas, forget about everything. She lost the Mezainis with her. She's an Eibachoch. Now, so on this kasha, Rashi answers as follows. Ve'im mipnei ha'yisaimim. If she should specify, mipnei ha'yisaimim, shlo yoimru ha'kel l'ksuba machalto, niskabla k'suba sayer. Now, the yisaimim could make her and have water. They can say, you know, these four times you sold the karka, that was for y'ksuba. You got your ksuba, and the mezainis we paid you. So she doesn't have to write this in the shtar. Yecholihi la'amid edim sheyiru es hanimka l'mezainis. She doesn't have to write this in the shtar. Let her be mamid edim. Now, we mentioned before the Shita Mekabetza says, so what did the Edim say? That when she sold the karke, l'chayre, she said, I'm selling this for my mezainis. Now, before we mentioned, when she writes in the shtar, a kill comes about, and they'll hear about it, and if they ever paid up a mezainis, they should have been ma'are on the mechira. So, let us assume, if we won't have problems, let us say if she sells it bifnei Edim, and she specifies that this mechir is for mezainis, it's also the same thing. There's also a kill. So it's not necessary for her to write mezainis. She'll be moicha for mezainis. Vim titztarech lakach. Now, it could very well be that the yisayim ma'elach also, but vim titztarech lakach. There are a lot of types of people in this world. So if lemaise they'll come and say they paid up mezainis, yavoyu v'yeidu. They'll come and say edis. But this was sold for mezainis. Don't say that it was sold for the ksube. Vesanimka l'ksube, loite dia, mipnei alakuches. Now, ledavoini, I don't understand what Rashi's saying. There are different mahalchim in Achronim, the Marsho, the Karni Reim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Beis Yaakov. Ledavoini, I didn't understand any of them. So, I'll just say over what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Pnei Yeshua seems to say like this. If there's certain karkoi she wants to make sure she's selling for mezainis, so she'll bring edim. Now, other karkois, she won't bring edim. Loisei dia, mipnei halakuches. Now, so I don't understand. So what did we accomplish? I mean, on these karkois, so we're vital. She's in Gehakta Tzoris. Why aren't you chayish all of a sudden that the Yisoybu Botayna, if they owe her more mezainis, the whole reason she's quiet because she wants to be able to say this is for mezainis, maybe the Yisoybu will say that this is for her ksube. I don't understand. So she'll lose the mezainis. What did she gain? What is she gaining? Number one. Number two, I don't understand the whole thing. Rashi seems to be saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, for some reason, it's preferable not to write in the shtar. Now, why is it preferable not to write in the shtar? The reason Rashi gave us is the only reason is that she shouldn't write ksub in the shtar. So let her write mezainis in the shtar. I mean, Rashi makes all much. She has a blank shtar, but there's edim there. And so the edim approval was for mezainis. It's very unclear what Rashi is saying. L'davoini, the vial, I don't know pshat in Rashi. Al Kaponim, somehow Rashi is miyashiv the sugi according to Rabbi Yossi, even though it's nechosim becheskes yasmi, somehow it's preferable according to Rabbi Yossi not to write anything in the shtar. Let us see the Gemara further. Oma Rabbi Daniel Barav Ketina Oma Ravune Moicheres Achas Lishneim Osa Chaydish. She sells for mezainis, she sells once a year. The lekeach mefarnes achas l'shloishim yayim. And the lekeach who buys this karka does not pay up in a lump sum. Every month he gives a 12th of the payment. Now let us see Rashi. Meicheres l'shneim osachaydish, kedei mezainis sholshona timkayach. Not that every day she should have a headache, that she should be a doyig when Liyemocha, what she's going to eat, she sells for a whole year. Alekeach leimsala kol amois. He doesn't give her the whole money. Ela demei mezaine shol chaydish b'chaydish. Shim tinasi, because who knows? Who says this is already? She's selling the karka for the future year, and that's what they used to do. So who knows what's going to happen? Maybe in the middle of the year she's going to mend the ksuba, so then she doesn't deserve mezainis anymore. So why giving her all the money? So if she'll get married during this year, so the rest of the money of the karka goes to the yoshim, not to her. That is what Rav Huna says. Rav Yehuda Amar Mecheres L'Shisha Chadoshim. She sells for a shorter amount of time. She sells for every 6 months. Lekech Mefarnes Achas L'Shloishim Yayin. Tanya Kavosi de Rav Huna. Mecheres L'Shneim Osa Chaydish. Lekech Mefarnes Achas L'Shloishim Yayin. Tanya Kavosi de Rav Yehuda. Mechels Shisha Chadosh and Kech Mafanis Achas Lishloishim Yayim. Omar Ameima, Zivya Machloikis, Rav Hune, and Rav Yehude. Omar Ameima Elchese, Mechels Shisha Chadoshim, Volekech Mafanis Achas Lishloishim Yayim, like Rav Yehude. Omale Ravashi Lameima, the Rav Hune Mai, what's with Rav Hune? Rav Huna said they sell for a whole year. Malay leshmieli, kloima leisvirali. Fine. Zok de Gemara weiter. Boy minayme Rav Sheshes. Now this is a meiridike interesting shaila. Meicheres lemezaynis. She sold the kalke lemezaynis. Now let us understand what happened over here. The husband died. Now, there's a shibud on this karka, l'tzeirich kviyas ksuboso. There's a shibud on this karka, l'tzeirich mezaynis. So there's two shibudim on this karka. Now, so she's goyva the karka for the mezainis. Now, how she gave it, she doesn't take it for herself. She sells it, and the money she takes for a mezainis. Now, after the lekuchis purchased the karka, now she comes over to the lekeach and says, you know, I got news for you. That means, let's say, they sold all the karkois for mezainis. There was a lekeach that was interested in buying these karkois, so there was 10 karkois, sold it all for mezainis, fine. Now he has all 10 karkois. The same are dry, clean, nothing left over. Now she comes over to the lekuches, that lekech that bought all these 10 karkois. She says, you know, I got news for you. That when I got married, this karka became a shubit for my ksubit. So memele, you now and I need the ksubit, so let me please take the karka away from you, and I'll take my ksubit. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Sheshes moicheres lemezaynis. If she first sold, she sold the karkois lemezaynis. Mau shetachser v'titreif leksube. Can she be goyven now from the lekuches for her ksube? What does Rashi say? Mashe tachse v'titreif oison hakakois atzma. Can she now be goyve those kakois, which she just sold yesterday for the mezaynis, let her now go and be goyve today for her ksube? What is the shaila? Kami boilu b'derav Yosef. The Omar Rav Yosef, Amalte dezovin achayis. Amalte dezovin. When an anamone sells a karka, she sold a karka for mezaynis. Now, let's say the father had a balchoiv. So now the balchoiv is going to go to the lekuches, in Begoive this kalke from the Lekuchas. I mean, take away the kalke from the Lekuchas. Achayis Ayasim. Well, so the kakois that are left over, achayis hayasmi. We have to understand if there's other karkois, so why doesn't the Baal Chayiv man from the Bnei Chayrim? Okay, we have to understand this. Ubeidina dizoven, achayis hayasmi. Also the same thing. So the shaila is, so we see, whenever a karka of the Yisaimim was sold, so the Yisaimim achroi on the Mechira, that means if the karka be taken away from him, so the Nichsei ho'ov achroi for achayis, for the lekeach. So the shail is my, given the achayis ayasmi tofa. So mamele, so since the yisaimim achay b'achayis, when any tirfa will occur from the lekuchas, so therefore she'll go now to lekuchas among the ksube, and the lekeach uman from the yisaimim. Aydulma motza omrilo, naida chayis ta alma loy kibilis alaboch, a chayis ta nafshoch, miloy kibuli kibilis. That means that's for sure that the Yisaimim are achroi. If another bal choiv will be goyve the kaka from the lekuchis, they're achroi on this. But if she sold the karka for her mezainis and now she's being goyved again for her ksube, she's zicha achroi on this mechira. What does Rashi say? Amalta dozovim sadi yisayim lemezainis to the ksube v'kiblo aleo achayis. She said there's achayis. So the achayis does not mean she'll pay for it. Achayis means that the woman from the yisayimim. Achayis ayasmi, achayis lukuchi, achayis la yisayimim, shrei aleim o yachayit. Tofo. Now this is going to the Gemara further.